Another Christmas,
Merry
man.
Christmas,
hey, Merry
man.
Christmas.
What up?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas,
okay,
man.
Okay, y'all
Christmas.
Come on in.
Yeah.
All right,
what's going
up,
man? Welcome to the recital, man. Merry Christmas. It's another year, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
All right, everybody got their music?
Yeah.
All right, pass it out. Pass it around.
All right.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, man.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Lick my balls with lots of saliva. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to suck a drunk driver. Fa la 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 la. Out of style with gangster apparel. Fa la 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 la. Stroll through the hood with a loaded double barrel. Fa la 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 la. Blazing blunts in a beat up Taurus. Fa la 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 la. Baby gangsters selling dope for us. Fa la 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 la. Digital scale to weigh and measure. Fa la 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 la. Getting over on the system brings me pleasure. Fa la 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 la. High as hell with dark sunglasses. Fa la 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 la. Flunking all my stupid ass classes. Fa la 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 la. Me and my homies kicking together. Fa la 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 la. Drunk and high in real cold weather. Fa la 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 la.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello, hello.
I know. It's a day early. 2 days early before I can technically start talking about it, but I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a shit. You're going to do it anyway. I know you will, so I'm not too worried about
it. They started playing Christmas music on the radio. It's go time. It is go time. We've done some stuff on Afro Man before because he's one just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I found he's got a Christmas album.
Merry Christmas.
God damn it. And it kind of makes me mad. This thing came out like 8 years ago.
How did you not know about it?
I don't know. We've been doing the podcast almost that long where we do Christmas, you know, we find new and fun Christmas albums.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's called Afro Man's A Cult 45 Christmas. It's got, I believe it's got 12 songs on it. Is that what I think I saw? I'm going to. I always fear scrolling because heaven forbid my computer has to fucking think.
Oh, no, you broke it now.
No, it's not thinking. We're doing okay. But, and I know we're going to hear from some of the purists because we normally start off with Sandler's, you know, Thanksgiving song.
We use Normator, yes. But,
and we'll get to the Thanksgiving stuff.
It happens.
I don't know, and I'm hoping Christmas doesn't, but Thanksgiving's definitely got a weird vibe to it, you know.
It's your first one with the baby.
Yeah, I know, and it's going to be really bad when we roast him and eat him, but...
You know, yeah.
You know, I'll settle the debate right now, turkey, ham, or baby,
Yeah, I mean, there is a really good... thing with the recipes in that you can find.
What's
his name? It's the same guy who drove. It's the same guy who wrote Gulliver's Travels. Wrote a story about eating the babies, and that's how you could finish or get rid of the hunger crisis in the world.
Oh, that's some real China bullshit going on there.
It was one of those. I mean, it's a complete satire. I just remember reading it in like my English class, and like all the girls like freaking out, and I'm like laughing, and the guy's like, "What?" And you know, they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "This is a satire. He's completely kidding. This is supposed to be like, you know, he's saying it was like basically about how the English rule over Ireland, because this was back in the 1700s, you know, and this is how you would fix it, is like a joke." And I mean, these people were taking it seriously, and I'm like, "What?"
God.
I didn't even thought of this as a serious thing. I the whole time I thought it was kidding. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, maybe maybe somebody will find where I'm eating babies seriously.
They might.
Like,
it is amazing how many things people find take seriously, and you're like, really?
They're like, look at that fat bastard. He probably really is eating the baby.
You know.
Oh.
I hear it tastes like ham.
That's not good for me. I'll have to wait the next day and have him cold leftover sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck that. After that little shit today, I'm going to have to treat him like a turtle and purge him in clean water for 7 days.
Really? That bad?
Oh, he had some explosions today.
It happens.
Oh, I know.
It happens.
Doesn't mean I want to eat it. That's why I said we got to purge him.
Well, you got to clean him really well, too. You know what I mean?
We just purge
and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'll make some baby stew.
Nummy, nummy.
Baby stew. Oh, no, it's been fun. You know, we've been home about 24 hours or so, a little bit more than 24 hours, but we spent the evening with them till 8, 9 o'clock last night, and then when Samantha got up and moving this morning and stuff, she packed him up and headed on over and been hanging out with him, and, you know, so, yeah, it's been
That's good. Been
fun. Tasha's in absolute heaven.
Good luck
getting a touch of the baby, you know, edgewise in there. She's lay the baby down. You drop down to play. She drops down and she's 4 inches from the baby's face and go to pick the baby up. And she's like, I'll take him. Like she's
in grandma mode.
Yeah, she is all over that ship. I already see her mother coming out. Hold on. You can't just fucking quick flash that away. You're drinking and not let me read the fucking thing. Fuck you. Oh, it's a Thunder Buddy song. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I've had it a while. That's why you can see that it's faded quite a bit. But yeah, it's a Thunder Buddy song. Fuck you, Thunder. You can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I had the green screen still out behind me.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing with that?
Oh, when I record like the BeastNet episode, sometimes because they do video, I will throw a picture up behind me. So, because that's what's kind of it's actually kind of neat the way it works. I mean, I can just choose the background.
What, to look like Santa? Because right there popped up, looked like he had a big white beard and hair.
Yeah, it went weird. There you go. There's a.
Yeah, I don't think it went weird at all.
Yeah. Well, because it picked. I'm black before I picked green. So once I picked the green screen now you can see it's like a Wonderland behind me.
There you go. Now see
for your Christmas, it's Winter Wonderland
behind
you. By the
way, you brought up Christmas first, right?
I did.
You were.
I did because before we started recording, I asked you about, you know,
I'm not even talking about that. You sent me some pictures on Saturday.
Oh, I did.
Now what was this?
It's a Christmas store here in Texas. And it is a complete nightmare. I'm just going to say it's a complete nightmare. It's one of those ones, cause what Amber's been looking for, she's been trying to find like the perfect wreath, and it's gotta be one of those ones. Like she's not going to buy it unless she sees it. And it's like, whoa, you know, kind of thing. And, she hasn't, the thing with there, it's more of a, like, build it yourself.
Okay.
Like they have all the parts and you're like, okay, put this together. They do have some that are like put together, but they were, yeah. But I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was one of those things. It's definitely one of those places I could see my mom and my sisters just having a blast there. Yeah, it's crafty as fuck.
It's too much for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks cool. And I'd probably walk through the store as well. But that would probably be the end. I don't think I would buy anything. It kind of looks
like expensive as fuck.
It kind of looks like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory if it was a Christmas store.
Oh yeah, I mean Christmas puke and shit all over this place because I mean it was just everything. But I mean it was kind of cool. It was a cool little Christmas, you know, Wonderland, and it was right across the street from Bucky's. So
it looks like the people that buy that shit make you take your shoes off before you walk in their house.
Oh yeah, like you could buy some of those trees I sent you pictures of. You can buy those as they are. And they will basically like wrap them in cellophane and take them to your house and put them up.
Yeah, no.
And there were like, I think one of the ones there was like $3,500. I'm like, for $3,500, that tree better suck me off on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yeah. You better play with my lumps of coal.
No shit. I'm like, yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah. I mean, like I said, pretty, but too pretty, right?
Yeah, it was intense. But I mean, Amber wanted to go see it, and I'm like, okay, I guess, you know, we've had some pretty busy weekends, so it was finally we had a weekend where we could just kind of go be tourists.
I'm a fun Christmas person.
I know.
Like, it's got to be fun.
Yeah. And like I said, we were talking beforehand, we definitely still have to do our Christmas episode. I have some stuff I will mail to, you know, to you, and then I'll message Tosh and tell her to, like, figure out how to mail your stuff to me.
Yeah, good luck messaging Tosh. Here you go. You ready for Tosh's mailing expertise? Last Christmas, when the kids were up from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. we realized as we were getting Bella set up to, you know, get ready for driver's ed, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We realized that her birth certificate was wrong. Tosh then and there said, okay, I'll get online, we'll get it fixed, and then I'll mail. She had to mail like a money order to the courthouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And have them send the new birth certificate. We mailed it yesterday.
Nice.
We mailed it. Bella got her driver's permit today. Like her actual like plastic one came in the mail today. But we mailed the money order to get her birth certificate. Which, so through driver's ed or whatever, she didn't need a birth certificate, which I thought was weird. And they just,
like,
they gave her a permit. But to get her license, she'll need it. So we mailed it off yesterday. Almost a year to the day.
Wow. So we'll definitely have to, yeah. So if there's going to be a Christmas episode, you got to mail it. I'm going to mail my stuff here soon, maybe. But because I've already got all the stuff I want to get you. So.
I got
one of them is going to be amazing and has to be on video.
Okay. Yeah, I'm start shopping this weekend.
Yeah. Maybe. I've just found random things that I've been going, because that's how I normally am for you, because you're tough to buy for, because like if you buy you Pez or you buy you Pops or anything like that, you have to find the like most out of the way random weird fucking thing that. And then hope to God you haven't seen it, because if you have, you already own it.
Well, the good news is owning a house has really cut my toy buying myself way down to a minimum. So if I didn't it the last time you were over here, I probably don't have it.
Well, I'm hoping, because I'll be honest, I actually did send pictures of one of them to your wife, but I don't know if she knows if you have them or not. So
she probably
I'm like, does he have them. These? She's like, I don't think so. I'm like, okay. But...
yeah, she probably has no fucking clue at all.
It was a picture of balls, so.
No. You know. Nice.
She said she was jerky at it.
Speaking of balls, on today's episode of What Did Matt Fucking Google?
Did you twist the ball again?
I haven't gone to the doctor yet.
Jesus fuck. Is this like lack of use or overused? I'm trying to figure out which one we're at here. Okay, I mean,
hear me out.
You have been married a long time, so.
Yes, but we're both on vacation this week. And all three kids have to go to school, and it's not bedtime. So.
So it's still lack of use.
Life's been pretty good. Yesterday, we finished the deed. A couple hours later, where's my nut? I had to push on my stomach to drop my testicle back into the sack.
It's a whole new meaning to bust a nut.
On multiple occasions. It's... okay, this is, right, like you said, the married life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that thing filled up like a big giant balloon, and then it released all the shit, and it shot.
It shot up. I mean, like I said, you literally busted a nut. I mean, what it probably is, and this is one of the things, just because, you know, when I was like a year old, I had to have surgery because of a hernia because my nut did the same thing. So my guess is you possibly have a hernia and your nut is now upside in your guts.
It's back down.
So your nuts are finally dropping, Matt.
One of them was there. That worried me even more. Like, why do I only have one? I wasn't awake when the other one was removed. Where'd it go?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to start calling you Lance Armstrong.
So I had to.
Now you got
to
start taking steroids and cheating.
I had to, right? So here's my my recent pumpkin pie recipe, because I had to take Rhea to go buy ingredients. She's making pies for Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I have a pumpkin pie recipe, Dairy Queen, because we went and got blizzards the other night and had to know what the new seasonal or whatever was.
Yeah.
Testicles stuck up out of sack. And then UW football.
It's one of those things, I feel like maybe you've just been married so long, you just keep having problems with your testicles, so somebody will play with them.
Yeah. And then...
See, there's a whole new bit for you about having, you know, testicle issues just so someone will play with them.
Well, now it's not even that anymore. Now it's just to get people to go, oh my God, they come that small?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, yes, they do.
Is this like that thing from like Van Wilder where, like, you know, I mean, it just, you know, they were blown up so bad that once you came, you realized how small.
Possibly,
because
really,
like, it was huge and blown up because it hadn't been used and full of cum. And now that you've, you know,
surprised
it wasn't like, what was it in the Scary Movie where all of a sudden she gets plastered to the ceiling when he finally goes.
I thought Sunday night that the old ball sack felt pretty droopy. And I was like, oh, gravity's really getting a hold of me. And maybe, I mean, of course it was probably gravity, but maybe it was because of the weight of the things.
Could have been because they just haven't been used so much. It's okay. We actually got, I finally convinced Amber. Actually, she came up with the idea because I've been trying to convince her for years to get one of those blow up fucking hot tubs. So we finally got one and it's on the back porch. Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it? Because I've been looking into it for years and I'm like, ugh. Like, it just seems kind of like a cheap idea. I'm sure the upkeep's way cheaper than getting a real hot. Because, I mean, honestly, especially in Washington State where people only get, you know, they get the idea, oh, let's get a hot tub. They use it for 2 months and they're like, oh, the fuck that? It's pouring down rain outside.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can get online and find it for free.
Yeah, we got the, like, $500 Intex one. And, I mean, it's for two of us, you know, and you guys are about the same size we are. The two of us, it's about perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. The other difference is, though, right? You have and Amber. I have kids that are home by themselves, you know, periodically throughout the week.
So you don't get the, and we have a nice fenced in yard. Neighbors can't see us. I mean,
we have
the whole nudist colony thing that we can get going out here. You don't. You have kids.
I have kids.
Because you're going to see things that's going to be like freaking about Schmidt, and you're going to, you know.
Kathy Bates, that shit. Wasn't that about Schmidt where we saw Kathy Bates naked?
Yeah. And we're not saying Kathy Bates is in Tosh. We're saying Kathy Bates is in you. I mean, and you're
going to
scare the crap out of the kids.
No, I get it.
You're going to scar those fuckers for life.
Not only that, Tosh still to this day doesn't close the door when she goes to the bathroom. If nobody's here, never close the door. Unless she's dropping two. You can always tell when she's got an upset tummy. Because all of a sudden the door's closed. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
Fucking everybody walks in that bathroom when she's in the shower. Like, you know.
It must be a Renton thing. Because Amber's the same way. Like, never close the door. Because even like here in Texas, it's a weirdly weird thing. Like, the whole bathroom is there and then... Like, the actual toilet is in its own, they call it a water closet, in its own little, like, closet. And she leaves the door open, you know, when, you know, and it's always been that way. Door open, you go in the bathroom, and she's taking a shower, whatever, no problem. Me, it's like, door's fucking locked, I'm in there by myself, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we grow up too close to Selleck?
This is my time.
Did we grow up too close to Selleck where we just weren't sure?
Yeah, probably.
Like... Yeah, nope, I don't get it. She's, from day one, always been that way.
Yeah, no, I've always been the opposite. Like when I'm in the bathroom. But I think part of it, too, is, like, when I was growing up, there was other kids. There was my, you know, my brothers and sisters and everything else. So the bathroom was the only time I got by myself.
Yeah?
Like, I could lock the fucking door, and it was my time.
See, I didn't necessarily get that because I've always been a one bathroom person. My whole life growing up, we only had one bathroom.
Yep.
Started out with six of us in the house, and then grandma and grandpa moved in, so we had eight of us in the house, you know.
And see, yeah, I never had more than one bathroom in our house until we lived in Puyallup.
So our Diamond
was the
Hills
first time.
Our Diamond Hills house was the first time I ever had multiple bathrooms. And then it's probably why I love baths. Because when I can get one, you know, it's the most amazing, peaceful, relaxing thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I can remember going into my parents, because my parents had the big, huge, like, jacuzzi bathtub. But even that, just a normal bathtub. If I could get a bath, I'm going to take one of my books, and I'm going to go sit in that fucking bath.
I used to do Sudoku or crosswords or
an hour. I would just sit in there, read a book, and just that was my time.
I'd be in it long enough that I'd have to, you know, because I'm big. So when I sit in the water, it raises the water level and it'll slowly start to drain a little bit so it doesn't overflow. And then it gets cold. And I used to take baths where I'd have to sit, you know, turn the water on 2-3 times to refill and reheat.
Yeah, and see, that's why I got, like, when my parents put the jacuzzi tub, it would actually keep the heat going if you turn on the jets. But, yeah, I can remember all the time, especially, and my favorite thing was when my parents were gone for the day, like, everybody was gone, and I had the house to myself. I could sit in there for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. God. Yep, we saw
I knew, the one thing, the way I knew my dad was a perv, though, the shower was, like, 3 feet wide by, like, 6 feet long by, like, 3 feet deep, and there was two shower heads. And then when I was a teenager, I remember getting in trouble. He's like, did you have a girl in there with you? I'm like, isn't that why you set it up this way, Dad? I mean, you're just mad that I'm using your idea. I mean, but this is the whole reason it's set up this way, right?
I don't know.
You're conserving water.
I don't know. It'd be pretty sweet to wash the front and back without having to move.
It is. It is. See, what I want is, I mean, there's a place when we used to go to, like, the Spartan races in Montana, we'd always get the same house. There was two shower heads above you and then three at, like, waist level from different angles.
Huh.
And I mean, you would, I mean, it was, plus there was a bench and it was a steam room. There was some other things you could do if you had a friend in there with you, but I mean, hopefully that friend's your wife, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, to get off the unperviness of it, the double shower head front and back, how many times have you, you know, so typically I start the shower room completely underneath it. So the water hits all my body to get warm, you know, to feel that heat. But then you step back to wash your front and your back's completely out of the water. Fucking ice cold. Where if you could just stand in the middle, wash your front while you're getting hit with hot water in the back and the front, you know, and then just reach behind and wash your back and crack. And I mean, that's
I'm weird because for me, the way I do it, I just turn around. And for me, if and it sounds really weird to say this, if I can't see soap on me, I don't feel like I'm washed. So if the water is literally washing the soap off as I'm doing it, I don't feel like.
Okay, but either way, right?
I need the visual.
If you turn, so your back's getting hit with the water, and you're soaping up your front's cold. Unless you have a fucking heated soap dispenser. Because I know mine just sits on that fucking ice-cold tile.
Well, see, and I use a loofah.
Well, so do I.
Loofah and body, yeah. But Josh, it's one of those things. So for me, like, I don't know why. I need that, like, visual of seeing the soap on my body. Or something. That's why I thought my penis was dirty for, like, 10 years, because I was too fat to see it. But
I thought you were going to say because it was black and blue from beating it.
Well, there's that too.
I use a loofah too. Tosh hates the fact I use a loofah.
Oh, I love a loofah.
She thinks it's the dumbest fucking thing.
She just use a loofah?
Yeah.
I use a loofah and body wash, man.
Yeah.
It exfoliates.
Yeah. And the way you don't waste either, right? So if you just put body wash in your hand and rub it on your body, you got chunks of body wash falling off your hand in the process of trying to transfer it to your body. With a loofah, you just squirt that little bit right inside the loofah, and then you get it all sudsied up. And yeah.
Use a lot less.
It's,
but yeah, I've always loved a loofah because it just it exfoliates. And for me, like, especially when I'm running, my feet get, I always wash my feet last because my feet get, like, you know, really like beat up, and the loofah like gets them good again.
The loofah doesn't touch my feet.
Well, nothing touches your feet, I swear, because you're disgusted by all feet.
Yeah,
like the boy said before, feet just
the boy put
cut
his
off
foot
of the
in
ankles.
His mouth yesterday.
He did what?
Put his foot in his mouth yesterday.
Oh my god! I wish
started,
I was there to see
I started
that.
Dry heaving. Samantha's just dying laughing. she was the last person to make me puke by putting her feet in her mouth while driving.
Yeah,
while I was
week.
Driving down the road. No, she was like 12. Said she could
oh,
do
she
it.
She did it on purpose. She
oh,
was
she
12.
Did.
She did it just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
She's like, check this out, Dad.
Yeah, we were down on Strander Boulevard. We were either going to Zupa's or just left Zupa's down there in South Center. Yeah. And so the boy was laying down on the floor on his mats yesterday, and next thing you know, a foot went in his fucking mouth. Blah! Can't fucking do
it. That would be amazing.
I can't do it. Ugh.
That is awesome.
Yeah. No, not awesome.
It's awesome.
Not at all awesome.
No, it's awesome.
Not even remotely awesome. Not even awesome a little bit.
Now, what would make it really awesome is if, like, someone had got a video of it. Now, tell Sam she needs to get the video and send it to me.
Nope.
Oh. So when do they go home?
What's that?
When do they go home?
Steven goes home Tuesday or Wednesday. And Samantha's going home, I think, the 9th.
To Oklahoma?
Yeah. So
did you see that thing that I'm surprised you're not following to Oklahoma with that thing I sent you?
What?
The statue?
Did I miss it?
You didn't see the Fragile?
Oh, yeah. The giant leg lamp?
Giant Fragile.
Yeah.
That's in Oklahoma.
Yeah. There's lots of them around.
I mean, that's about the only thing that get me to go to Oklahoma.
My favorite one is still just the, like, life-size one that's in somebody's window when you're driving around looking at Christmas lights.
Yeah, my when I lived in Bonnie Lake, my neighbor, they had one.
Yeah. I have that 18-inch one or whatever, but I need the fucking life-size.
Yeah.
The full-fledged. I was looking at advent calendars today. And they have a Christmas Story one. And I'm sure this goes back to our interview with Zach Ward all those years ago. No bully involved in the advent calendar.
Probably. Yeah. It probably goes back to that, you know, that you can't get the, you know, the figures or anything because they used his figure, his likeness without his permission.
Yeah. I mean,
so unless you're really special, you can't get that.
They had...
some people do have it because somebody spent a lot of money on that.
I do have it.
It wasn't a lot of money, but it was money.
I couldn't remember the word I was looking for, advent calendar. I mean, they got cool pieces on it. But, yeah, no bully. You get Mean Santa, you get the old man, you get the Bumpus's dog, you get Ralphie in the bunny suit, you get the Christmas goose, the leg lamp, you get his brother, you get the mean elf, you get his brother all bundled up, you get Flick with his tongue to the pole, you get the mom, you get Black Bart, Cowboy Ralphie, the Fragile box, but you get the bar soap. You get the glasses that are shot out. And then I thought it was funny. They do the fucking Zephyr.
Zephyr. Wow.
It's such a... I mean, it's part of the movie, right? It's what his brother's playing with on Christmas morning, where he's like, whoopee! And he's driving around the floor, but that must have been what they... took Scott Farkas out for. Well, shit, we can't use him. What else do we have? Although you could have easily wait, maybe that's it. Oh, that is it. The decoder ring is here. I was just gonna say you could do the decoder ring.
There you go.
But I was looking at advent calendars because, I mean, we normally do the little chocolate ones for the kids. But, of course, this year Tosh bought me the Marvel Lego advent calendar. And the kids are like, "What? Why don't we get something cool?" So I've been looking.
Yeah, see, normally Benton will buy me an advent calendar, but then it's a Lego one, and he'll usually always put it together. So I don't know what we're going to do this year because, yeah.
So this is the first time I've had the Lego one. A couple years ago, I got the Funko Pop Marvel one that came with a different mini every day.
Yeah, and see, that's what we did the... Yeah, we've done the Lego one a couple times. What was really weird, though, is... What, last year? Was it last year or the year before? One of the years, the picture that they had and what was in the package was completely different.
Oh.
Like, every day, it was the wrong package. I mean, I got them all, but it was the wrong one in the wrong fucking day.
Yeah. They all went together, though, like, right?
Whatever. Yeah.
You got it all figured out eventually.
Eventually. But it's kind of one of those things, like, Ben would always take them out and put them together. So he'd buy it for me, then he'd put them together, but it was my thing. It was weird.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so tired of looking at all the shit in Maple Valley. See, they found 3 dead bodies in the last 5 days.
No.
Down along the Cedar River Trail.
Is the Cedar River Killer back?
They found 2 of them. Shot in the chest, and then the other one they're suspecting just an overdose.
Shit, I should check on my nephew. Oh.
There's been like, there was a, none of the people were, well, I don't know about the overdose. The 2 people shot in the chest weren't from here.
Okay.
We're thinking they're from Everett, from what I'm gathering, or somewhere up in
that area.
That
explains some things.
Yeah, but why are they being dropped off in Maple Valley?
I don't know. That is kind of weird.
Somebody looked up Bundy and Ridgeway and went, oh, that's where we dropped dead bodies.
Yeah.
And then we've had 4 or 5 houses hit by like a 14-year-old girl who goes up. A couple have been with her friends and a couple have been by herself. She goes up and knocks on a door and was like, oh, my God, I got dropped off at the wrong place. Can I charge my phone so I can call my mom to come get me? And then they're ransacking the house, stealing the car. You know,
wow.
Whatever. Yep. Good old Maple Valley.
Wow. That's insane.
And then you watch everybody on Facebook. Oh, our town, shit like this doesn't happen. Bitch, shit like this has been happening constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Well, you just now know about it.
Wait, this stuff happens in Maple, nothing bad happens in Maple Valley ever.
It's not my fault you didn't read the Voice of the Valley police blotter every week.
Yeah.
You know, we went to high school with dudes who murdered somebody down on that Cedar River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't, come on now.
Yeah.
Anywho, so traveling on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. See, and I was going to make a whole joke about being from Maple Valley and all that. Like, you know, I've thought about if I go back there and do comedy and be like, you know, now that I'm in Texas, I got my Texas license and they just handed me a gun with a license. But then they figured I knew how to use it because I was from Tacoma. But.
Yeah. You could even switch the joke around and go, yeah, they even taught me how to use it. I no longer hold it sideways like I did in Tacoma.
There we go. That's even better. Yeah.
I actually flip it up and use the sight so I can see what I'm shooting.
Wow. That's actually pretty good, too. Yeah, so no, yeah, we are flying on Thanksgiving. It's going to be interesting.
Have you happened to look at the flight and how packed it is?
No, I haven't. I'm afraid to.
Yeah, me too. And I'm traveling Monday, but... to me, but I'm also traveling Southwest, which is fucking.
I hate Southwest because
so do I.
Like, you don't have an assigned seat. You have to just like fight for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
Like, we've had one time when we flew for Southwest, but we didn't, you know, check in early enough. So we ended up being like
group F.
We group F or something. So by the time we got on the plane, there was nothing next to each other. So we couldn't even like, yeah. Like, well, this is stupid.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm actually planning on looking to see if there's any type of upgrades I can do.
Yeah.
Just because. I mean, I know I'll have to pay for it. My work won't reimburse me for that shit, but it was only like I was trying to fly Alaska. I was trying to fly Alaska, but it was going to be like 8-hour flight because of layovers. The only one I could find available with a straight through flight was Southwest.
Yeah.
And it's already a 4-hour flight by itself. So.
Where are you flying to?
Chicago.
Ew.
It's 4 hours on the dot.
Who wants to go to Chicago?
Me, I guess.
Why are you going to Chicago again?
Work.
Mm.
My two options were Chicago or St. Louis.
Yeah, neither one sounds good.
And I at least have a friend that lives in Chicago, so if I die, she can call my mom.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. I mean, that's honestly how I looked at it.
Yeah.
So, although...
You need mom to know if you die.
I am contemplating, so I fly in Monday. Tuesday night, the Blackhawks are playing the Kraken.
Ooh.
And it's about 4 times less for the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I can get the ticket for $40.
Mm-hmm. That was like when the Kraken were in the playoffs against Dallas. We were making comments that we could have, like, literally we checked. We could fly to Dallas, go to the game, and then fly home for cheaper than buying one ticket.
Yeah.
In to see Seattle. The Kraken at home.
Yeah. And I get it. They're a hot ticket right now. They're still new. They're fresh. You know.
Yeah. Nobody will care in about 3 years.
Well, if they keep putting a good product out, they will.
Well, I mean, that's the one thing. Seattle, it's one of those things. Normally, Seattle, I mean, besides, like, seems like baseball is the only one, like, if they're not doing good, we don't give a shit. But pretty much Seattle's a good sports town for the most part.
And there's a lot of diehard Mariner fans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are. But, I mean, if they're not putting out a good product, and I think part of it is because there's so many fucking games, that if they're not putting out a good product, you're not going to sell out that stadium every freaking day.
No, only against teams that people want to see.
Yeah, the Seahawks, even when they were sucking, yeah, it was tough to, like, completely sell out the stadium where there was blackouts, but it wasn't, like, an empty fucking stadium. It was still fans.
The stadium has to be less than 50% ticket sales for it to be blacked out.
Well, that's now, right?
No, they're selling out everything right now.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what I meant. I mean,
no, back then.
Oh, back. I thought it was like it had to be like, oh, was it 50%? I thought it was more than that.
No, that's what I thought. I could be wrong, but that's what I thought. I thought it was 50%.
Oh, I thought it was more than that because I thought they were still like selling tickets. It just wasn't like a sold out.
I know. I can remember going to games where we moved from 300 to 100 because it was so empty.
Yeah. And I'm wrong on that one. I know the Sonics, though. I mean, that was one thing when we lost the Sonics. It was like it seemed like they still had good backing, even by the fan base. It was just dipshit, boy.
And I think
Starbucks.
I think basketball's easier too because Key Arena is what 16th. What back then before the remodel, I think it was only like 16,000.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be similar with hockey, where you know the Mariners draw 16,000 every night. They're in a stadium that holds 40.
This is true.
So when you draw 16,000,
it's one of those things you keep hearing the rumors that supposedly there's going to be another, you know, expansion and the Sonics will be coming back. But we've heard that before.
Yeah, I think they're relying because it sounds like all the talk of the Soto deal, like building a new arena in Soto. I think
again?
That I was going to say,
I thought they were just sticking with the climate pledge thing.
They still have that other group that has nothing to do with Climate Pledge.
Yeah.
That Mark, whatever, trying to... But I think that's... The talks of that, anyways, have gotten real quiet. So I don't know if that's even... I think at this stage, they're just relying on whoever to come in, look at Climate Pledge and go, yeah, this is a good home for it.
Well, because Climate Pledge was built with the idea that it could work for hockey or the NBA, which was the mistake they made with Key Arena. Why we didn't have a hockey team for years is because when they built Key Arena, you know, Starbucks boy made Howard Schultz, right?
Yeah.
He made sure that Key Arena was built in a way that would work for basketball, but didn't have the correct sight lines for hockey. So we couldn't get an NHL team. And now when they rebuilt it, they've redone it now with a way it should work for both. But it's one of those things we as voters voted multiple times to say it shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But of course, our state doesn't give a fuck. Well, not my state anymore. Your state doesn't care, give a fuck about what the voters say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
your state now, not mine. I have a Texas license now.
Well, congratulations.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure it came with guns, but it really didn't. But
yeah,
it
might
I did get a really new, nice shirt where the gun fits into it. But
isn't that just a pocket tee down there?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, it's one of those things, too. I mean, I already had my concealed in Washington, so.
Now, do you need that down there?
Technically, no. Technically, Texas is a constitutional carry, where pretty much where you can carry without a license here, even concealed. But you can't, you have to have a concealed, you can still get a concealed permit, but it's really basic so that you can buy a gun without the 15-day waiting period because you've already gone through, that concealed permit shows that you've already gone through the background check.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you have to renew that?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's people that go off the rockers 2-3 years down the road where, you know.
I'm not sure. And see, like my Washington, I can keep my Washington even though I don't live there anymore. I can renew that and keep online, it. So if I go back to Washington, I can conceal carry if I want to take my gun with me.
Can you renew that online?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that works, you know.
Because I already went through the whole background check and all that stuff.
Nice. What are your Thanksgiving Day plans up here?
We are flying in. We leave here at like, I think, 8 in the morning. But because of the time difference, we get there at like 10:30 or something. Zoe's supposed to pick us up. And we're going over to her house. So we're going to die because she's cooking dinner.
And driving.
Yeah, I know. That which both is scary. The nice part is, though, is, I mean, for like the weekend, because we're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, flying back Sunday. Benton's supposed to eventually buy my Jeep from me, but he still hasn't got his license or bought the Jeep. So the Jeep's still mine. So it sits at Zoe's. So I'll be able to take the Jeep and have a vehicle to drive for the weekend.
Nice. So November 23rd, the day Brandon found religion. As he's praying with Zoe driving, and then he's
cooking.
He's saying, bless before the meal.
Well, I'm hoping, because we're getting there early enough, that Amber will do some of the cooking. But even then, it's like, that's questionable. But it's like, they should have just all flown here. I could have used I've got my smoker and my barbecue. We could have all done it on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I tell the kids, you guys make more money. It's easier for them to fly than us.
True.
I got to pick.
But I mean, there's only two of us. See, where you still have the issue is there's you, Tosh,
and the three kids. You know,
yeah. And three kids.
Yeah.
Where me and Aaron, it's just us.
Yeah. It was like $2,500 or something for us to fly down to Oklahoma last October.
Yeah. Because, like, for Christmas, what we're doing is me and Amber just have Christmas alone here. And then the day after Christmas, the 26th, we actually fly to Palm Springs, and the kids are going to meet us in Palm Springs.
Nice.
So we're going to have like the week between Christmas and New Year's with the family in Palm Springs, probably go to Disneyland, hang out, do whatever.
You guys are brave. Your grandkids are way too young for that Disneyland shit. No fucking way.
I mean, Ray will like it.
You couldn't pay. Like it or not, you couldn't pay me.
Remy will be too young for it, but Ray Lynn will like it. I mean, that's about the age that I remember going with my sister and her two kids. Because I remember my nephew Jamie was just, he had to stand on my foot to be tall enough to go up, to go on Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first time I went was five, but it's not even that. Like, I mean, those are long fucking days. Right? And now,
yeah.
I mean, fuck, we caught Araya and Toby leaning up against the wall while Bella and Tosh went on a ride that the others didn't want to go on, sleeping.
It happened.
Yeah.
See, my biggest problem is, and for me, I haven't been to Disneyland since I was 15. Because the biggest problem I have is nobody will go on fucking rides with me because they're all a bunch of fucking pussies.
All you got to do is call Ray or that and she'll go on them with you. She doesn't want to, but she'll do it.
Nobody will go on a fucking ride with me. Amber won't. She's like, nope, fuck roller coasters. Benton has an issue with heights. The only one, Zoe would be about the only one I think could get go on rides with me. But I think Ray Lynn, she'll go. And if not, I'll make the little bastard go with me. She's a little brat. She'll go with me. She's going to go.
She's probably not tall enough.
But sure she is. I'll just get her some tall shoes.
Because what is the height? 48 inches?
Something like that. She is. Ray is kind of short.
That's 4 feet.
Yeah, she's five, but she's short.
I know the tallest ones you had to be on. Toby squeaked by.
Yeah. And see, for me, I remember, like, as 15, the best day of my life, and Amber gets mad at me when I say this because, you know, my marriage, kids being born, all that, best day of my life. 15 years old, my sister just dropped me off at Magic Mountain and said, have fun.
Yeah.
And left me there. 15-year-old, a 15-year-old kid running around Encino, Magic Mountain, by himself. Best day of my life. I had so much fun. Nobody told me what to do. I could go on whatever ride I want, do whatever I wanted, and just have fun.
And see, therein lies the other problem. And we had a really good time when we went with family, friends, and their family. But when they have six, we had five, and then Samantha and Steven were there. So we had 13 people. When you're trying to get 13 people, you know.
Oh, yeah, to agree on anything, good luck.
To all want to go to the same place. Yeah, it was pretty tough.
Yeah. See, like I said, for me, I was all alone, so I ran, went to whatever ride I wanted over and over again. If I wanted to do that ride, I could do it over and over again if I felt like it. I mean,
I had a friend my friend in Chicago actually used to be a flight attendant, and I remember I got a phone call like 5 o'clock in the morning one day. I was just 21, like the summer after I turned 21, and she called and goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm fucking sleeping." And she's like, "Get up, I'm picking you up, we're going to Disneyland." I'm like, "What are you talking about? We can't just go to Disneyland." She's like, "Yep, I'm picking you up." She was at my house by 5 a.m. We went and hopped on a plane for free. She had passes to Disneyland through the airline. And we just went for the day. We went down to Disney and with only two people, whatever the fuck we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we caught the red eye at 1 o'clock in the morning and flew home.
Yeah, so yeah, when I was down there, because it was, we visited my sister's ex's, whatever, you know, mom, and stayed there, and my sister went with the two younger kids, because Magic Mountain was too much for them, because, I mean, Magic Mountain is a lot more, you have to be taller, they wouldn't have enjoyed that, so they went and did their thing, she just left me there. I mean, but when she picked me up, I was hanging out with the Encino cheerleading squad, but whatever, I mean, so I found friends.
Do they look like Encino Man or?
No.
Just checking. No,
they look like, yeah. My sister's looking at me like, "You're the only person I know I could drop off by themselves, and I show up and you're hanging out with cheerleaders." I'm like, whatever.
Nice. Yeah. Are you guys doing the park hopper?
The what?
The park hopper.
What's that?
Where you can go to California Adventure or Disneyland?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I just know we're going to Palm Springs, and I'm sure we're going to have to go to something.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, I'm not involved in any of this planning stuff because I don't do planning. I just show up and do what I'm supposed to. I do what I'm told.
But if you want to hit the
I'm like
cool
Marshawn
shit,
Lynch
gotta,
all the time. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
But if you want to do the cool shit, you gotta be a part of this because the California Adventures, where like all the Marvel rides are, the Guardians of the Galaxy Death Drop and the Spider-Man ride, and then all the Pixar stuff is there too.
See, and I think, I don't know, because like I said, I'm assuming we're going to go at least one day, but I don't know. And it's one of those things for me, I mean, I'm just like, whatever.
So we did the park hopper one day, and when I mean, you stand in line for fucking ever at rides there. And you're going down the same week we went down 2 years ago. And I mean, legit, like you stand in line. We stood in line for Spider-Man and Star Wars over 2 hours each before we ever got on the ride.
And we know I don't have the patience for that. So it's going to be problems.
And that was in the pouring down fucking rain. Because it rained the entire time we were there.
Yeah, you know me. I don't have patience.
I know, but you're going to have to.
No,
we downloaded this thing on our phone called Heads Up. It's kind of like you got your phone and a word pops up and they have them, you know, they're categorized. You can do like Disney or you can do horror movie or whatever. And the word will pop up and be Frankenstein. So you hold it on your forehead and people give you clues. And when you guess it, you either go up or down and moves to the next word. And that's how we killed time in lines.
Yeah,
I'm sure we were annoying to everybody else in the line, but we had fucking, you know, seven kids.
Yeah, that's insane.
So.
I got to pee real quick.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
Jesus, crime in Italy. Well, I get the computer to work for the whole fucking show, not thinking I got to go solo one time, and fucking old man Brandon can't hold his goddamn fucking bladder. Holy shit. That's my next Google. How old do you got to be before you're... Let's see. How old do you have to be to no longer hold your bladder?
And I'm back. Huh. So I'm in training again because I'm doing an Ironman in freaking April. So drinking way too much fucking water.
Yeah, you're getting close to the age where you can no longer hold your bladder.
No, I can't.
No, that's what I just Googled.
It's the bad
for
part
you.
Driving home from work. I found the places that I can stop.
Basically, Google's telling me you're a woman over 50 years old.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've also drank over 120 ounces of water today. And gone swimming. I swam 1,000 meters. But I found like all the places I can stop. Usually 7-Elevens, because then I've gotten like five Slurpee.
So I've had 3 cups of coffee and 7 Monsters today, and I'm just fine.
Yes, because your heart's about to fucking explode again.
Yeah. That 7 is my I'm not working amount. We're talking about 12 a day when I'm working.
That's insane. I cannot do it.
It is what it is. I'm going to die anyways.
Eventually, we all do.
Yeah.
Well, we all do.
I'm not too worried about it.
I mean, we all do. I mean, we all have family members that, you know, are sick or dying or whatever. I mean, for those that don't know, it's not whatever on Facebook and stuff. My brother did die on last Friday, but yeah, so...
I just saw the fuck cancer. I didn't.
That was the fuck cancer. That's what it was about. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was. It's a weird one because
that's the one you were talking to me about last week, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's my brother. Of course, you know, I love him as a brother, whatever. But I mean, I've seen him twice in 25 years. Like Amber's met him twice. You know, I don't even know my kids when I told, you know, Amber and or Zoe and Benton. They were like, have we met him?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, we were estranged. We really didn't talk much for a long time. He even blocked us all on Facebook. I mean, it's only been the last 6 months or so that he's even, like, talked to us again. And it's, like, mainly because he was sick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those. It's a rough one. But and I think the hardest thing for me is trying to understand my feelings on it. Because it's, like, I feel like I should be sadder. But at the same time, I'm, like, would he have given a fuck if I died?
Yeah, and
I mean, is it bad to have that thought? But I mean, it's just kind of like,
I mean, honestly, right? With no real ties to his family, You gotta do it in your own way.
Yeah. So I mean, it's well, and most people know, anyone who knows me, I mean, you know me well. I don't deal with death anyway.
Yeah.
The way I usually deal with death is like, okay, cool. And I move on because I just, I don't know. My brain doesn't function correctly and it doesn't deal with that. So it's like, oh yeah. Okay. That happened. I'm gonna just move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why it's kind of been, I've been, I don't know, whatever, since Friday. So that happened Friday night, but it was one of those things. He was in hospice. I'd even thought about driving up there because he was in Missouri. It was about 10 hours from me. But then I got the phone call Friday, you know, Saturday morning, I guess, when I was getting ready to, like, I had the voicemail when I woke up that said, hey, it happened. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I don't have to drive to Missouri now.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like I said, I mean, you got to pace it at your own, however you want to go about it. Right. We all got to deal with it in our own way. So, I mean, it is
one of those things that it's rough, but
yeah,
but I feel like if some of my family feels like that, I'm not, which has happened with other deaths in the family, I don't deal with it correctly in their mind. And I'm like, well, I deal with my way. You deal it with your way. Fuck off.
Yep. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
It sucks to say, but that's it.
That is.
Yeah. You know?
It is.
So, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. So. Yep.
Well, way to bring down the hamper on this show.
Sorry.
Good God.
Well,
another slow, agonizing death might be the Seahawks. Look at that segue. Look at that fucking segue.
Hey, here's the one thing I got to say, though. One, they didn't play good to begin with, but still. The refs, that fucking, you know, pass interference call in the end zone, fuck you.
Yeah. Wait,
the dude tripped over his own goddamn feet.
I struggle blaming the refs on this one.
But I mean, it's one of those that right there was a bad call and did take things when it's a close game, makes it very difficult. But at the same time, they couldn't get the first downs. It's the second half. It's the complete opposite of what we had with freaking Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson couldn't do shit in the first half, and they're having problems doing shit in the second half. But when it counted, Geno did exactly what he was supposed to do, even with the hurt tricep, got us downfield, got us in range.
We shanked the field goal. I mean, and I don't want to blame the kicker. He
already made
it 52
and a 54.
Yeah, you know, I know it's his job. Those aren't chip shots by all means.
No, and a 55 is not a given. And it's one of those, like, he made a 52 and a 54, you know, and now you're asking for a 55. That's 3 50-yard field goals in one game.
Yeah, but here's why the loss is so important, is we got San Francisco Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got San Francisco. Then we have Philadelphia. And then we get a little bit of a break with Tennessee. And Pittsburgh's no fucking slouch this year.
No.
They got a tremendous defense.
Yeah.
I could see that game being like a 10-7 game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10-6. And our defense stepped up and did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. No.
And
but
the biggest problem we're having is the offense. When they had both Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet out there, and they could get the run game going, which is the Seahawks, but they've done under Pete Carroll. That's his MO.
They left the run way too early that game.
They left the run way too early. When they had the run game going, they were freaking marching down the field, no problem.
Charbonnet is good enough to do it. And they stopped.
When they gave up on the run game, it was over.
Yeah. There was no balance at all. And there wasn't a reason not to have balance. We weren't down by 3 touchdowns where you had to score quick.
No.
You know.
They should have kept the balance, kept the run game going, but they gave up on the run game too early, and that's the problem. No matter what, that's how Pete Carroll builds his team, is off the run game, and when we're not doing the run game, it shows.
Yeah. It's tough to blame Pete, because Pete doesn't have a whole lot in the offensive calling either.
No.
Right? That was a game plan put together by our offensive coordinator.
Yes. And then, you know, and then Drew Lock, I mean, it's tough to come into a game in the middle like that. And he only had a couple snaps. But, I mean, that was, That hurt. I mean, that interception.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he underthrew it. If he'd thrown it out another 3-4 yards, it was in front and, you know, make it so Lockett's the only one who can get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was tough.
It was tough because it's a team we should beat. And yes. I know we struggle against the Rams. I know they're...
And they beat us twice now.
Yeah. And to be honest, that fucking Puka Nacua or whatever his name is for the Rams, that wide receiver, the ex-teammate of Jake Bobo at UCLA, is a fucking stud.
He's on my fantasy teams. Like all of them, I picked him up like the second week.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking stud. We'll get into our fantasy here in a second, but my big money league, I literally won by 2 drops. I won by 1.55. So just over 1.5 points. On his team, he had Quentin Johnston from San Diego, who dropped that pass that would have won them the game. And I mean, hit him in the hands, dropped pass. And then I don't know if you watched Monday Night Football last night.
But no, I should have, but...
Marcus Valdes-Scantling, I think his name is, dropped one in the end zone on like a 50-yard bomb that hit him in the hands. And the guy I was playing had Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So I should have lost last night, but I won.
My money league, I got fucking destroyed. And I lost only by like 4 points, but I should have won by a lot more. Part of the problem was I had Davis from Buffalo, who should have had points, who got dick. And I had Nacua sitting on my bench.
Oh, that's your fault. That is 100% your fault.
If I had put Nacua instead of Davis, I would have won.
Yeah.
But, and then I also had Edwards from Baltimore, the running back, sitting on my bench, and played Eckler instead, who should have had. Eckler was supposed to get 18 points and got 6, and Edwards was supposed to get 8 and got 20.
Yeah, I never go off projections.
No, I don't. And I should have played Edwards. I should have known. He's been fucking killing it. But yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I was supposed to. I was looking like I was going to win all freaking weekend. And then all of a sudden, at the very end, just everything. His players did what they should have, and mine did not.
Well, in our league, I got the W. I beat Brown Deuce Hurts. I think that's Rod. Huh, that's who I beat in my money league, too. To move me up from 5th to 4th place. Trying to get in and secure that playoff spot.
Nice.
You remain in 1st place.
Yep, because I beat the baseball kid.
Yeah.
Knocked him into definitely down to the 3rd, so now I'm tied with America's team. But somehow, I don't know how I have so many goddamn points.
You got 13.
I think I've got the highest points in the league, don't I?
Yeah, by you got less than 100 from Joe, but Joe's record's 4-7. He's got the second amount of points scored. And then there's a few of us at 1,200. I got to see Joe. Joe hasn't even given up the most points. His wins must just be fucking like lopsided.
Yeah.
But you've scored as many points as Rod's given up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's so down.
Yeah.
Who's given up the least? 1129 is the least. Oh, that's me. Oh no, you've given up the least. You've scored the most and nope. Corey's team has given up the least. He's not even at 1,100 yet.
Wow.
Steven has made the most moves. Shocker.
Yeah, not really.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. Well, sir, you travel safe this Thursday.
I will.
Get up there and see those grandbabies.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them. I mean, it'll be nice.
Yeah, I know you have been feeling that life.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. You know, I mean, now living down here and so far away from everyone, but
yeah,
it'll be nice to be up there for a bit. I know Friday, for anybody who is in the area, I will be doing a crazy running event at a park in Puyallup Friday morning. So,
we ended up with babysitting duties already.
Nice.
I guess
you can bring the bright baby out.
I guess. Samantha only trusts Mama and her grandma to babysit. They're going to go out on a date day or whatever, and we're going to babysit. I was not asked if that was okay. I was just told that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where my plan was to, it's opening night of Snowflake Lane.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we have everybody together. Let's go. Nope, not happening.
Take the baby and go.
Yeah, I think we're going to go Sunday now. Samantha's my Christmas buddy.
She is.
Like, I want to, you know, that was one of the big bonding things with us was, you know, that. So.
Yeah, it should be fun then.
But. All right. Well, you have safe travels, sir.
I will.
Everybody.
And you have fun with the baby, you know, with the grandbaby.
We will. We will, for sure. Tomorrow they're going to come over. Tomorrow's would have been my dad's birthday. Mm-hmm. So we got to do a cemetery run, and then I think we're going to take the baby to go meet my mom. So my mom is excited.
That'll be good.
So that'll be nice.
She'll be happy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in a couple weeks because I'm in Chicago next week.
You are. So it'll be a couple weeks. And like I said, I'm gonna send my package out to, that sounds bad, I'm going to send my package out to you, but yeah.
Nice. All right, guys. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you soon.